The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Forty days ago, from today, we celebrated Christmas. Mass is 6:15, we're going to have a lot of Hispanics that are going to be coming in and placing little infant Jesus before the altar, which is a very beautiful gesture. A couple of years ago, when I was celebrating the Mass, I think there were probably about 50 little infants there of the child Jesus. And the reason being is because when Jesus was 40 days old today, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, and they offered Jesus to God in the temple. There are two elderly people that were waiting to see Jesus after many years. One was a man, the other one was a woman. They were waiting many, many years. And one was a man, his name was Simeon, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing Jesus. So, moved by the Holy Spirit, he went to the temple and he saw that little baby that was 40 days old in the arms of Mary. And right away he was aware that that was the special child that he was waiting for many, many years. And he took the child in his arm and he started to bless God, saying that Now he was ready to die in peace because he had seen the light for all the people. Jesus was the light. The other day I was listening to the radio and I heard a story about light. And this is a story. In the city of Juarez, Mexico, over the past 4 or 5 years, there's been a lot of violence, a lot of murders, a lot of drug dealing. In other words, a very, very dangerous place to be. And 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a group of policemen that were patrolling one part of Juarez. And all of a sudden they looked up and they saw this lady at 3 o'clock in the morning that was walking down the street. So the policemen followed her and say, "Where the heck are you going, lady? 3 o'clock in the morning." She said, "Well, I'm going to visit someone." They said, "You're crazy. All the doors are closed at 3 o'clock in the morning." And she said, "Well, not this door where I'm going to be going. The door is going to be open." So they followed her, and she came to the door of a place. The door was open. She opened up the door, and there were six other ladies there that were kneeling down in front of the Blessed Sacrament with the candles. And the soldiers there, the policemen, were shocked to see these six ladies that were praying at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of the Blessed Sacrament and with the candles lighted. One of these policemen apparently was a believer. And when he saw this, he fell down his knees and he broke into tears, seeing these six ladies praying at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of the Blessed Sacrament with these candles. The following day, that man had come back to church and he was making his holy hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So this woman and these six ladies, they were lights in the midst of a lot of darkness. And what has happened in the city of Juarez, there's this one priest that's setting up adoration chapels all over the city of Juarez, and violence and killing people has diminished to the point where there are some days where there are no murders whatsoever, whereas there were so many murders in that city that was dangerous to walk the streets even during the day. So what we have there is we have three lights. That woman that was walking the street at 3 o'clock in the morning was a light. The candles that were on the altar, they were lights. But the most important light was the light that was on top of the altar. And that was Jesus Christ. That was Jesus Christ. So that's what we're celebrating today, Candle Mass. Sometimes we call it Candle Mass. And we could have celebrate the Mass with all of you having a candle, but we didn't have enough time, or we don't have the candles now, but technically you could all have a candle, and you could be holding the candle during the Mass. And the reason being is that Jesus is the light of the world, and you are all called to be a light also. So three ways in which we can be light. First is this. If your light has gone out, never give in to despair. If your light is going out, that means if you commit a mortal sin, never give in to despair. As St. Francis de Sales says, it was feast day about a week ago, says that the worst thing in the world after sin is giving in to discouragement. So discouragement that always comes from the bad spirit. Make a mistake, get up and start again. Get up and start again. Okay, the second way in which you can be light is for you to give light. You have to receive light because no one can give what he doesn't have. So if you receive Holy Communion today, in your hearts with a lot of love, then that's going to give you the grace to give light to others. What a privilege it is that all of you have a Mass once a month, a priest is celebrating the Mass for you, once a month, it's a confirmation Mass. So the fact that you're able to receive Holy Communion is enormous. Because Holy Communion is God. It's really God. It's really Jesus who comes into your heart and He fills you with light. So if you want to give light, you have to be filled with light, and that's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. So I hope and I pray that many of you will receive Holy Communion today, but with a lot of faith, a lot of humility, and a lot of love. And the last is this, is God places people in our path. Nothing happens by chance. When you go to school tomorrow, God is going to be placing people in your path. How are you going to treat them? If you treat them in an angry, mean, proud, sarcastic way, that's darkness. That's pure darkness. But if you treat them with kindness, with humility, an attitude of service, with love and compassion, eventually that person is going to recognize that you're a good person because you have Jesus Christ in your heart. Eventually he's going to arrive at that. That will be the eventual, why is that girl, why is that guy different than the others? Eventually you're going to find out that you believe in God. You pray. You practice your faith. You receive the Eucharist. There's a certain glow that's going to be emanating from those who really have Christ. You read the lives of the saints. Sometimes the saints even seem to glow. I mean, I've read the lives of the saints. They receive the Eucharist and they seem to glow, actually glow. They're incandescent. Doesn't happen to all of us. But we hope that if we do not have this incandescence, this real glowing, that in literal, it will be from our hearts, filled with the love of Christ, who is the light of the world. Amen.